Last Friday, President Cyril Ramaphosa announced his new Presidential Economic Advisory Council, which will begin its work tomorrow, that is the 1st of October. In the statement, he said the council had been established to ensure greater coherence and consistency in the implementation of economic policy and to ensure that government and greater society is better equipped to respond to changing economic circumstances. Then, over the weekend, we learned that Finance Minister Tito Mboweni had spoken to his ANC-NEC colleagues about the importance of moving with speed with economic reforms. Well, today, the president of the country decided to send the nation a letter which seeks to communicate directly on how his administration is dealing with the country's challenges. Eskom continues to be at the forefront of policymakers' concerns, with the government apparently calling on its service providers to trim down their payment expectations. Well, to get his views on some of the issues that have come out of these developments, I'm joined on the line by Christy Vuillong. He's an economist at PwC Africa. Thanks very much for joining us, Christy. Of course, a lot of issues that have been taking place over the last number of days. Some of the suggestions raised by Finance Minister Tito Mboweni in fixing South Africa include selling off Eskom's coal-fired power plants, as well as bringing private sector competition for Transnet in the rail sector. What are your thoughts on these issues?
Yes, look, I think for a long time, Mr. Mboweni has held this view that state-owned enterprises need to be reduced or made smaller, and that we need more private sector competition. So I'm certainly not surprised that these elements were included in his policy paper that came out in August. He reiterated these views at the meeting over the weekend where he talked to party leadership. I think many private sector economists would agree. If we just go back to basic economic theory, where you look at greater competition usually encourages greater efficiency and lower prices. Now, if we think of Eskom, for example, we know in South Africa we've got a power provider that is not very efficient and that is not very price efficient as well. So there's already a bit of a positive spark there to think about. So I'm glad that he's keeping this on his agenda, despite some pushback from stakeholders in the ruling alliance.
Yeah, we'll come back to the pushback in a moment. Now, one of the other issues that the finance minister raises is the unsustainability of public sector wages and a need to deal with that as a matter of urgency. How do you think that can be done in a fair way, as perhaps natural attrition won't be sufficient?
Yes, so obviously we want to use natural attrition and see people retire early. When people leave their jobs aren't filled again, but that's just not enough. So we have too many people working in the public sector, and the argument is also that they earn too much on average compared to the private sector. So either you need to reduce wages or you need to reduce the number of people. And that's something that Minister Mboweni has talked about in various places. But again, it is something that is getting lots of opposition from some of the stakeholders within the ruling party, within the ruling alliance. And that's going to be one of his biggest uphill battles. I think it can have a very positive impact on the fiscal situation if we are able to reduce the staff costs in the public sector. But unfortunately, at this stage, it's a very, very big if. We haven't really seen any progress on that front, despite the fiscal situation requiring it for quite a number of years already.
So what are your thoughts on the president installing this new advisory council that he announced, he was looking to establish this thing as far back as February 2018. And of course, respect to those experts, but do you think at this hour when we need action that they'll be able to add value that the country needs, especially as some people are saying that we need implementation rather than policy?
I think it's good that he's getting some good, clever people together to talk about this. The big challenge, again, is that these people are coming from diverse backgrounds. Even though most of them have some kind of an economic or academic background, he is working with some diverse views, most definitely. Now, the challenge here is this is adding another mixture of information and views and opinions to the policy situation in South Africa. We've got many plans. We always have many plans and summits and workshops and ideas, and we just never implement them properly. We are still facing the situation where the National Development Plan, it's now about 7-8 years old, we still haven't implemented that properly. We've got some suggestions from Mr. Ramaphosa that the economic stimulus plan launched in September last year has been implemented. Most of those points have not really moved much, to be very honest. So we're not short of opinions. We're not short of clever people being able to give us good ideas and good policies. South Africa's biggest challenge is just in implementing these policies, getting boots on the ground, getting people to agree and working together. That's our biggest challenge.
So how do we do that? The question is how? How are we going to do that?
Well, it's I guess that leans more towards a political analysis, but basically we need strong will and implementation from the very, very top, and that specifically is Mr. Ramaphosa and his closest network. He obviously needs to balance different interests within his party. The problem is that balancing these interests are coming at a cost to the country.
Yeah.
So the short answer, I guess, is that the president needs to place the country first. I think the finance minister is already doing that with his outspoken policy ideas and the way he's able to and willing to take on anyone with criticism. But we need the president right at the top to be able to put the country first and implement what we need to get this country with a get this economy growing much faster and on a more sustainable long-term trajectory.
And if the pushback wins, then we're back to square one, aren't we?
The pushback wins, we sort of stay where we are. At this stage, we need improved business confidence. We need improved investment in the country. We need policy certainty. These are all things that I, as an economist, look at when I think of the kind of decisions that businesses need to make. Where do they put their money? What do they spend their money on? At this stage, if we don't get this soon, we'll just broadly be stuck where we are at the moment, where economic growth is just not enough. Economic growth is actually lower than population growth, and we'll keep on sailing the ship into rocky waters without really seeing a more positive sunrise at the end of the viewing glass.
How practicable do you think it is for Eskom or the government to push for service suppliers of Eskom to bring down their prices in order to make Eskom's life better?
Well, I guess it's from their perspective, it is one of the few options they have. If you're unable to reduce your costs and increase your revenue, you sort of have to force your service suppliers to cut back on the rates they ask you. It is unfortunate that we've come to that point where you're trying to pressure sometimes small business or even corporates that have been in South Africa for many, many decades that deliver quality services, that you're now asking them to reduce their costs in order to give a big entity like that the ability to keep floating. I'm disappointed that we have to go that route, and I'm hoping that a better plan for Eskom would materialize either in the lead up to the medium-term budget or within the medium-term budget statement, which we're expecting at the end of next month.
Christy, we're going to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time, sir. That was Christy Viljoen. He's an economist at PwC Africa.